Asian nations are divided over how to respond to the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed South Korea's parliament today. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, South Korea faces economic and political constraints on what it can do to help Ukraine.
In his virtual address to lawmakers, President Zelensky referred to the 1950 to 1953 Korean War, in which South Korea repelled a North Korean invasion with the help of U.S. and United Nations troops. He asked Seoul to send heavy weapons. If Ukraine receives such weapons, he said through an interpreter, they will not only save Ukrainian lives, but also save the Ukrainian nation and other nations from Russia's aggression. South Korea, along with Japan and Singapore, was among the first Asian countries to join the West in sanctioning Russia. Seoul has banned transactions with major Russian banks and tightened export controls on strategic technologies. But so far, South Korea has shipped only non-lethal military aid to Ukraine, and it's drawn some criticism for dithering. Shin Song-ho, a professor of international security and East Asia at Seoul National University, explains.
South Korean government concerned about South Korean business. We might have quite a big invested interest in the Russian market.
Nevertheless, in March, automaker Hyundai suspended operations at its St. Petersburg factory, and Samsung stopped shipping cell phones and semiconductors to Russia. Seoul also hesitated to sanction Russia because it plays a role in the North Korean nuclear issue. It's not the most important player now, says Shin Song-ho, but...
If you think about the long-term perspective of establishing a kind of peninsular peace or peace regime in the region, definitely Russia will become one of the key members.
Shin notes that with the crisis in Ukraine and their own domestic issues, major powers including the U.S. and China have little bandwidth for heightened tensions between the Koreas.
The problem is, what about North Korea, which seems to be quite at the moment unhappy or angry about American inaction?
He says that Pyongyang is not content to be put on hold and is upping the ante by scrapping its moratorium on long-range missile and possibly nuclear tests, too. All this presents a stiff challenge to Seoul as a new presidential administration takes over next month. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.